Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 78 degrees, just beautiful outside on this Thursday, April 24th, 2025. Welcome to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show today. So, the Pew Research did a study on Gen Zers and millennial kids that are still living at home, and here's why their parents are stuck with them. Moving out of your own has long been considered a mark of adulthood, but in recent years, young adults are purposely delaying getting their own keys, especially in one state. According to a new Pew Research study, analysts of government data, California parents are the unlikely ones, as they have the most 25 to 34-year-olds living at home with them. The main reason young adults say they're still living at home? The economic climate. Specifically, the study said areas of California, two metropolitan areas in specific, where the highest number of Gen Z and millennials are at home, each with 33%. Can you imagine that? 33% of 24 to 34-year-olds are still living at home. El Centro, California has 32. Brownsville, Arlington, Texas comes in next at 31%. Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario, California, 30%. And Merced, California with 30%. Follow that list. Rounding out the top 10 were another town in Texas, Naples, Marco Island in Florida, Racine, Mount Pleasant in Wisconsin, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. Meanwhile, Odessa, Texas, Lincoln, Nebraska, Ithaca, New York, and Bloomington, Indiana, only about 3% young adults live at home. While the numbers of young adults living with their parents skyrocketed during the pandemic, as we would figure, it increased even before the lockdown. Now, a few years later from the locks, these adult kids aren't going anywhere. And there's a map. The Pew Research Center put out this map of young adults in the West and Northeast are most likely to live in their parents' home. But there's an entire map of the United States that breaks it down. Less than 14%, 14 to 22%, and over 22%. The U.S. average is 18%. Of this age group, 24 to 34, still live at home with their parents. But if you look at the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I have that map, and I'm going to have to throw this up on my social media so you could see it. It looks like Lackawanna County. Yes, Lackawanna County is looking at a between 14 and 22% of this age bracket still living with their parents. Now, fortunate for Lackawanna County, I just can't pick on you here, if you go east of Lackawanna County and south and New Jersey and the New York City metropolitan area, it's over 22%. But if you look at the counties surrounding Lackawanna County to our north, Susquehanna County, Luzerne County, and to our west, those counties are all less than 14% of 25 to 34-year-olds living with their parents home. And this study was done for 2023. So hopefully now that we're truly out of that COVID era, we're seeing more of you young ones flee the coop. Throughout the country, young men are more likely to live at home, 20% versus 15% of women. When accounting for race, white young adults are less likely than their Asian, Hispanic, or black peers to live in a parent's home, according to this Pew Research Center study. For the most part, the 10 metropolitan areas with the lowest shares of young adults living with their parents have higher than average share of white young adults. However, these trends aren't always true. According to census data, the population of Vallejo, California is 32% white, 30% Hispanic, 17% Asian, 12% black, and 9% other. Meanwhile, the population of Onyx Thousand Oaks Ventura is 45% Hispanic, 41% white, 7% Asian, 2% black, and 5% other, both showing about the same percentages of this age bracket living with their parents. It's interesting how they always try to congregate these numbers too. There must be a racial issue. There must be something to do with race. There has to be something that manipulates these statistics to where it's harder on one group than harder than the other. I don't think so, and I think this study actually shows that for a fact. Let's go a couple of reasons. Throughout my experience anyway, it's always been easier for a group of girls or a pair of girls or girls to become roommates. It a lot of times doesn't work out because there's a lot of conflict within girl homes. I mean, anyone who has multiple daughters, anyone who has roomed in college with a group of girls, I've seen nothing, and I'm not saying that there's not exceptions, but come on now. There's a lot of drama there, and we know this. But with guys, you know, guys are pretty solitary. There are always have been, you know, groups of guys that rent houses for their summer houses or groups of guys that rent houses for their ski houses back, in, you know, when that was popular. But when it comes to moving out on your own, you may get a roommate or two. But I would imagine it's the goal for a guy to be on their own. And even no more so now we're seeing because it looks like more women are moving out of their homes, young women than men, that they also want to live on their own terms and be on their own. That said, is it more about a generational thing? You know, we're talking about this Gen Z millennial age bracket, 25 to 34, that transition there. Is it just a generation that looks for a different way forward? You know, looks for the easier route. Now, things obviously have gotten more expensive. Things obviously have gotten a little more difficult. It is harder to buy a house now. It's harder to find a good rental property in a safe neighborhood. Does that account for this as well? You know, I think there's a lot of aspects that we can look into this and say there's a multitude of reasons. But, you know, quite honestly, when, you know, when my daughter graduated college, you know, one of the things that we recommended was, hey, come back home and, you know, work for a local hospital or local, you know, area healthcare facility here, save some money, and then you could buy your first house. You could buy that new car you wanted to buy. You could do the things you wanted to do. But she quickly realized that she wanted to be on her own, and the transition in her mind right out of college was, you know, I want my own apartment. I want to be on my own 2 feet. I want to make my own money. I want to decide to spend my own money. Not that there's not a different of respect there or anything like that. She just decided it was her time to grow up. And that's a good thing. Now, thankfully, she graduated college with very little, if any, student debt. She's working in an area, in a field that pays very well and is in extreme demand which is one of the reasons why she's upping and leaving from Western Pennsylvania to go live five blocks from a beach in Virginia Beach, because the jobs are in demand. They're offering great bonuses and moving stipends to get you down there. And why not take advantage of that, especially if you're a young woman or a young man? The same with the trades. Listen, if you go to trade school here, if you learn to become a lineman, electrician, a plumber, a carpenter, this, if you want, if your heart is telling you, listen, I want to live in warmer climate, I want to live closer to where there's a longer season for skiing, do that. Follow your dream. There is plenty of jobs for people willing to work around this area. It's the people who went to college without a plan, who took out debt because they figured, we'll pay for it. You got to figure, a lot of people going to college for 18 years had their parents taking care of them. Yeah, you had your part-time jobs. Yeah, you worked your area to have your spending money, but you really weren't responsible for a lot of debt, for a lot of bills. One of the reasons why, I talked to my kids about getting some sort of credit, a small credit card with a small limit of $500, and learn that responsibility early on. So now that they're on their own, they do respect that. They pay off that credit card bill every month. Not everyone can do that. I understand that. But you could write your own terms, and you don't have to go to a four-year college and struggle to get a nursing certification or a nursing license to where you can benefit from that. You can go to a two-year trade school. You can go to a year certification course in a lot of things and decide, hey, I do want to live closer to a beach. I want to live where it's warmer weather. I want to go somewhere where I'm making a good salary, buy a Jeep where I could take the top off and take the doors off and enjoy my time away from work, enjoy my life, enjoy what I want to do, enjoy the freedom that I have in this stage of my life. Because pretty soon, a lot of you are going to be married. A lot of you are going to be having children. And that whole transition happens very fast. They say life comes at you fast. You're not kidding. It does. So I think this is a multifaceted, this study tries to pin it down to race. Oh, there obviously must be some underprivileged race that's being affected by this more than others. No, I think it's a generational thing. I think it's a lack of motivational thing. I don't care what color you are. This day and age, if you talk to employers, they're saying these generations coming up now, these 20-something-year-olds to 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds to 35-year-olds, they're entitled. They don't want to put in their work. They don't want to prove themselves to anyone. They think that it should be given to them. Now, fortunately for us, we're seeing this new generation, these 18, 19, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, with a change of that. They're willing to go to trade school. They're being told that college is not mandatory for you. You could do the things you want to do to make the living you want to make so you can live the life that you want to live. So if anything comes from this this story in this Pew Research study, and again, I understand where they want to slant it, that there must be someone who's underprivileged that's being affected by this, and that's why it's happening. No, their own study shows that you have two very similar cities as far as who's affected by this with very different demographics. It proves that their theory is off base. But I think it's more of a generational thing, and I think our young people, and it's up to us, the parents and people who guide them, to talk them through their dreams, talk them through what they want, not just to do as job, not just what they want to do with their future. Do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids? Where do you want to live in the nation? Where are you think you'll be happiest? It doesn't necessarily have to be here. It doesn't necessarily have to be within driving distance of you. Talk to our children, talk to our young adults in your lives about what's best for them. And I think if they had the support of that open dialogue, you'd see a lot more people doing the things they want to do and pursuing careers they want to pursue to where they don't feel they have to live with their parents all the way into the age of almost 35. Thankfully, that's not me. Hopefully, it's not a lot of you. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show in just a couple of minutes. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 81 degrees outside. Get outside. Put your ear pods in. Get out and listen to us outside. Get some sun on you. Got a text message in, Rob. Don't forget about the much overlooked correctional staff. They see many of the things first responders and police see. Correction officers, our sheriffs, everybody is under my first responder umbrella. So, I hope I'm clear on that. So, no difference there as far as when I discuss first responders. They are definitely part of that umbrella as far as I'm concerned. Got another text message. Rob, my son is 21 years old, junior at Penn State. Do you think there's any chance if we get into a new conflict, he would be called upon for action? If he's not serving, I do think any major world conflict will necessitate a draft. If we get into a war with China, if we get into a war with Russia, North Korea.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I do think they would need to lean on a draft to refill our ranks because our men and women in our military will unfortunately die in a conflict like that. Hopefully not in large numbers, but it is possible, and they would need to be replaced. Something with let's say Iran, I don't think a draft would be necessary. So if that's what it's discussing. It won't. If your son who's 21 is in the reserves or in the military, maybe not in a combat zone right now. Listen, if you're in the military, you're always open. We've seen that with the last Middle East wars where our reserves and our National Guards did a lot of frontline work and still do when it comes to that. So because of those shortages that we do have, even though we're meeting recruitment goals again finally, any major conflict will unfortunately result in the loss of life, and that will need to be replaced in order to field a military in the field of battle. So not a pleasant discussion, but it is the reality. Having two people serving in my own family, my children, I am ultimately aware of that. So a Cape Cod town, Cape Cod, mysteriously vandalized with nearly 500 point-up nails embedded in the roads. I wonder which department had to count that to get to that 500. I really hope that's an estimate or some poor new rookie was not assigned to count these nails. But looking at the pictures of this, actually they have an exact amount. At least 478 nails were recovered spread across four Falmouth roads early this week, according to the police department. Now, these nails were melted into the asphalt facing up like a spike strip across several of the roads in some driveways, put up against people's tires where their cars were in their driveways or on the street. They do not know. They're looking into security footage, asking the public for their home security footage to see if they can get an inkling to who the culprit might be. They're really stumped. Was this some sort of high school act of vandalism? They were found around 2 a.m. by an officer on patrol who found even more littered across nearby sidewalks and spread up driveways and even propped beneath tires of parked cars. The photos shared with the department showed dozens of nails with their heads pressed or melted deliberately into the tar patches across the road to points posted skyward to puncture tires. ready to impale tires of passing cars. Now, there is no report of any cars being affected in this report anyway. I've heard of mailboxes getting smashed, but never nails being left in the road, one of the neighbors told NBC Boston. Harford was woken at 2:30 a.m. by a knock at the door by police who said her driveway had been found peppered with nails. They told me they saw nails in my driveway and up the street and surrounded my car, she added. Police rushed, removed the nails to sweep them up, while neighbor Rick Murphy pitched in with a large magnet to skewer the grass near the roadways for any that were missed. Dragged back and forth to the road to see if they created an awful accident. Car gets a blowout, goes off the road, hits a tree or a pole, or, God forbid, a child. This could be a lot worse. Cops are still working to find the culprit behind the incident, but the locals were quick to offer ideas. My first suspect would be the local tire salesman, one man wrote on the Falmouth Police Department's Facebook page. Kids with nothing better to do, another theorized. Police are asking for the public information again for all their home footage. This is dangerous. I mean, you think it could just be a minor prank, but no, not at all. This is taking people's lives into your hand, nonetheless causing thousands of dollars in damages for some vehicles. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We're back here. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. I know that when you're listening to the radio, you're in the car, sometimes you're doing other things. But I get a text message. How does MAGA take themselves seriously? Trump campaigned on no wars, America first, etc. Now we're talking tactical nukes? I said, no one was talking tactical nukes. The discussion is targeting Iran's nuclear facilities, and John Fetterman is leading that option. And again, not with nuclear weapons, but striking their nuclear facilities. We have something really good coming on in our area here, a Rescuing the Rescuer Walk. Individual is walking from Wilkes-Barre to New York City to bring awareness to suicide amongst first responders. A 150-mile walk aimed at helping raise mental health awareness and prevent first responder suicides got underway yesterday morning in Wilkes-Barre. Christian Avancho, co-founder of May Day Ministries, set out from the Toyota Sportsplex on Cole Street in his Rescuing the Rescuer walk with the final destination in New York City Fire Department's Engine Company 10 Ladder Company, where he hopes to reach it by May 6th. Along the way, he plans on stopping at multiple fire, police, EMS stations to interact with other first responders, their families, and the communities in which they live and serve. This is a great endeavor here. Wearing firefighter turnout gear, he headed up Route 309, and his first stop was the Mountaintop Hose Company No. 1 at noon on Wednesday. He's expected to reach the Whitehaven Fire Department by Wednesday evening. Along the way, he planned to stop at Mountaintop Christian Academy to read to the students there. Founded by Avancho and his wife, Melissa, in 2021, the goal of May Day Ministries, Avancho explained, is to provide aid, comfort, and help to first responders and their families by providing counseling to help them through such things as depression, grief, crisis, trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder. The 35-year-old, as well as his wife, Melissa, are members of the Albrightsville Volunteer Fire Company, Carbon County, where he serves as its chaplain. Mental health issues have come more to light recently, he stated. But for the first responders, it's often difficult. They don't always reach out for help. It seems as a stigma. It may be because of pride, fear of ridicule, or how they might affect their career, he added. Avancho explained that by not reaching out for help, with the things they see day in and day out, first responders often turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms, and so oftentimes suicide. It can be heartbreaking, he offered. We created May Day Ministries to provide aid, comfort, and support for our first responders and their families. We are also there for the community, he noted. He emphasized that addressing mental health challenges proactively is crucial for the well-being of first responders and their families. He shared the importance of creating safe spaces for individuals to talk about their struggle without fear of judgment or repercussions. Our mission is to break down those barriers and provide a network of support, he said. I truly applaud this. I truly do. And it's up to other first responders. It's up to us. It's up to me. It's up to people like you out there, other first responders, police officers, both current and retired, firefighters, both current, retired, paid, volunteer, EMS workers, trauma surgeons, trauma nurses, all see a lot of things that shake their core. And it's up to us to reach out to our peers, to our buddies, our friends, our partners, and say, hey, are you okay? Hey, do you need to talk?
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. I am Jake Heller, and as you can tell by the music, tonight is one of the biggest nights in all of sports. Sure, you have NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, but tonight, 8 o'clock, begins the NFL Draft. Tune in on ABC, ESPN, NFL Network. It's going to be a great night and some excellent coverage. So, Rob O'Donnell asked me to give a short preview of what to expect in tonight's NFL draft, and obviously some of the local ties, some of the local connections when it comes to Pittsburgh Steelers, Philadelphia Eagles, Nittany Lions, Pitt Panthers, you name it. So, as we talked about, really the only thing set in stone for tonight is the Tennessee Titans will be taking Cam Ward out of Miami with the number one pick. Beyond that, that's where things get interesting. And as Rob wants me to talk about here, when it comes to Penn State, when it comes to two guys that I could definitely see going in the top 10, possibly to both New York teams, I would see Abdul Carter to the New York Giants at number 3 and potentially Tyler Warren to the New York Jets at 7 if they don't go offensive line, which is something obviously that they heavily need to focus on. So me personally, I feel like, again, like I talked about with the Jets, I feel like at 7 it will be Armon Membu. As far as Tyler Warren goes, and I definitely think he's the best tight end prospect in this draft, I'm thinking either number 10 to the Chicago Bears or number 14 to the Indianapolis Colts. It seems like the two teams that have been linked to him the most have been the Jets and the Colts. When it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, everybody knows my feelings that I have voiced over the past couple days. I truly feel like the need is quarterback. It's just been a circus as far as you bring back Mason Rudolph, but the whole Aaron Rodgers drama that has gone on for over a month. And I mean, at this point, if I were the Pittsburgh Steelers, if I were Art Rooney or Omar Khan, I would have given up the ghost on that already. Now, personally, as far as quarterbacks go, everyone knows how much I like Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. I don't know if he's going to be available at 21, though. I mean, there have been some rumors earlier today about the Giants possibly trading out of that third pick and trading towards the back of the top 10 so they could get Jackson Dart. But it feels like the team that is interested the most in Jackson Dart right now is the New Orleans Saints at 9, given the uncertainty with Derek Carr and his shoulder injury. Of course, when it comes to this whole aspect and the way that things have transpired over the past 48 hours and Mike Tomlin's comments and whatnot, I think that it would be an absolute travesty if the Pittsburgh Steelers end up spending that first pick, that 21st pick, on Shedeur Sanders out of Colorado. Obviously, Deion Sanders' son, but let's face it, that's pretty much the only reason that he's even going to be a first-round pick potentially is because of his last name, not because of his talent. When it comes to Philadelphia at 32 being the Super Bowl champions, I mean, obviously their defense has been stellar. When you look at how they got after Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, didn't even have to blitz him once for that matter. If available at 32, I could definitely see them go after Donovan Azeroku, the one edge rusher out of Boston College. So definitely some interesting things going on tonight with the NFL draft, and I'm looking forward to it. Hope you guys look forward to it as well. Round one, as I talked about tonight, first 32 picks. Matter of fact, all 32 teams for that matter. First time since 1967 that every NFL team will go into the first round of the NFL draft with a draft pick. Of course, you're going to have your trades throughout tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday, but the first round especially. So that's round one. Rounds two and three tomorrow, beginning at 7 o'clock, as I talked about. ESPN, ABC, NFL Network, and then rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday, beginning at 12 noon. Again, ESPN, ABC, NFL Network. Be interesting to see who's going to be Mr. Irrelevant. And again, like I talked about, as far as quarterbacks go, I definitely do like Jackson Dart. I'm not too sold, obviously, on Cameron Ward. I'm definitely not sold on Shedeur Sanders. I feel like they'll be making a 30 for 30 about him 5 years from now when he's no longer in the NFL, if you ask me. And again, I feel like steel-wise, I think Kyle McCord out of Syracuse. So those are just some of the names and notables to look towards in tonight's NFL draft and moving forward.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.